Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So much money, because none of them have resulted in any sort of help to their lineup. You know, I mean, just look at last year, for example. Did Fam make a difference? No, that was $4.5 million. Adam Frazier was brought in. What did he do?
Nothing.
Even here. Who else was brought in? All these guys.
They brought back McCutcheon, and then they brought in a pitcher,
again,
and I even forgot who it was.
$4 million, $5 million. That was the guy, Caleb Ferguson, are you talking about?
No, they brought
Heaney.
In a starter.
Oh, yeah, another one. Again, $4 million, $6 million, here or there. It doesn't matter. I'd rather put all of that into one player if I had to. Wouldn't you? If I could tell you their offseason would be Kyle Schwarber, that's it.
Yes,
would you
of course.
Take it?
Of course.
Okay. Well, then do that. $30 million a year?
I would.
I would too. That's your $30 million. You spend it all on one guy instead of six of them.
What's going on here, Bob? Is the big boy coming in next?
No,
we have 12th. Nick Costos. And
oh, my gosh.
Yes.
We do. We got to get to Nick
in
Costos.
At about 12:30.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you
I like
by...
Nick Costos, by the
he's
way.
Great.
I think he's very energetic.
Now you get a chance to meet him, Bob.
Yeah,
have you met him before?
No, never have.
I can't wait to make the introduction. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Warm but rainy today, a high of 56. Lamar Woodley. Bob's been waiting a long time to meet Nick Costos, and Mr. Costos is on the line.
Big fan, Nick. I admire, more than anything, your enthusiasm for what you do. I listen, and I'm like, wow, this guy knows it all, and he is passionate about it, and I love that.
I appreciate it. I hope I am not an epic disappointment. Great to be with you as well. Thank you very much, and happy early Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern. It's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., of course, leading you up to the kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. All right, Nick, I thought we had a double lunch here. The Patriots were up 10-0, and I was feeling good. Then events unfolded. And no, the Bengals were up 10-0. And the Bengals got the ball back late in the game, and they're inside the Patriots 30. And Donnie Football and Little City Limits were starting to text me where they wanted their lunch from. Maybe a little Ruth's Chris lunch. And it never happened. You were right.
So I want to read you this text I sent to Austin. Is Austin City Limits? Is that
yeah.
That's Austin?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's not
here today, sadly.
But he's listening.
He was texting me throughout the game. I wrote this text to Austin at 4:17 p.m. Eastern this past Sunday. So this is as the Bengals were potentially driving to win the game. I wrote, and I quote, "Is Joe Starkey the greatest football handicapper of all time?" I got to tell you, man, I know they didn't win, but it was a hell of a call by you, man, that they were even in the game at the end. I was sweating a little bit, so happy to have won the double or nothing. We can certainly roll a couple more of these over the balance of the rest of the season.
We have to. We absolutely have to.
I'd be offended if you didn't want to, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, this has become great. And you wouldn't believe the feedback on social media that this is getting every week. People absolutely love you, Nick.
Let's do it tomorrow. Let's do it. Let's pick a Thanksgiving game to do.
Okay. Oh, there are three juicy ones, too.
Bob, can you advise me on this? You're like my helpline on what was the show?
Yeah.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes.
Who
Wants to Be Bob is my helpline here.
Lifeline.
Lifeline. Yes. Lifeline. We got Green Bay at Detroit. We have Kansas City at Dallas. We have Cincy at Baltimore. Point spreads, -3, -3.5. You know what? No, I can't do that.
You're going to take the Bengals.
I was thinking Bengals. What am I doing? I'm not taking the Bengals.
Nick, they had a hell of a game last year at this time, didn't they? And it was a high-scoring affair, if I remember.
Are you taking the Bengals? Nick?
I'm considering it. Maybe not to win the game. And Bob, to your point, that game ended last year for Cincinnati the way a lot of Bengals games ended last year, yeah, which was them scoring a ton of points and managing to lose at the end because their defense is absolutely abysmal. So as far as this game is concerned tomorrow night, this is the night game on Thanksgiving, Bengals and Ravens. We're starting to see money come in on the Bengals, guys, where I wouldn't be surprised if this closed less than 7. So maybe it would be Baltimore -6.5. The total right now is 51.5. Now, just to provide another side to this, to what I'm about to say, you know, I have talked to some people I respect this week who look at Ravens 6.5, like a little bit below 7, as a buy point on Baltimore. I'm going to go the other way here, and I like Cincinnati getting the 7. And it actually has nothing to do with Joe Burrow being back, Ja'Marr Chase being back, nothing to do with the Bengals defense, and everything to do with Lamar Jackson and this Ravens offense. Now, I don't know how many members of your audience watched Ravens Jets on Sunday. I'm in New York, so I had it on one of the TVs here that I have in my office. This was a terrible, terrible football game.
Yeah.
And consider this. In a game that the Jets started Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, with no wide receivers, with Garrett Wilson on IR, the Jets averaged more yards per play than the Ravens did. The Ravens offense, like, they're winning all these games with Lamar back. The defense has been really good. Lamar is hurt. I don't care what John Harbaugh says, what Zay Flowers says, what Lamar says. They can all say that Lamar's healthy and he's good to go. And Lamar's saying that. He's saying he's healthy. But you know what? This is like 1984. This is like George Orwell football. Reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. Like, we watch the games. Lamar's a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Whether Steelers fans hate him or not, you have to acknowledge that he's great. And then when you watch him come back from a hamstring injury and he's like 30% of the quarterback he normally is, it's not like he got bad all of a sudden. Like, he's not healthy. Now, maybe tomorrow night he comes out and he's gangbusters and he is a little bit healthy. Now, more time removed from that injury. I'm willing to bet against it here with Joe Burrow back. I'll take the 7 with Cincinnati coming up tomorrow night.
Now, are we doing spreads then or outright? You see, you wanted to do outright picks these past
money
2 weeks.
Money line, baby. Let's do it.
And I've got one for you. I've got one for you here. Well, this would be the spread, though.
I'm praying that you like a specific team.
I'm going
tomorrow,
Friday.
And I'll go the other way.
I'm going Friday, and I'm going to pick the Chicago Bears, who I still don't believe in, to lose their next 2 games to Philly and Green Bay by a combined 30 or more points. How do you like that?
I could see it. I like the Eagles also. I think people are going to be interested, guys, in betting the Bears in this game. The number is 7 right now. The Eagles can't run the ball. It's a problem. Like, Saquon Barkley is like a broken down Ferrari at this point. 10 carries for 22 yards. He said after the loss on Sunday to the Cowboys, just think about this, right? The way the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, they boa constrictor you. They take a lead and they choke the game out with the run game and defense. The fact that they Dallas spotted them a 21-0 lead and they couldn't choke this game out and they lost 24-21 is nothing short of stunning and points to me there being an issue with this Eagles run game right now, whether you want to point to the offensive line or maybe Saquon, like the 400-plus touch toll last year, finally taking a toll on him, pun not intended. But even with that being said, I think the Bears have been punching above their weight class here for a while. I think the Eagles are a big boy team. I do like the Eagles to win and cover on Friday. So right, that can't be our game. I like the Eagles too.
Who are you picking outright to win KC Dallas?
That's the juicy game that I think is going to be the best game of the day.
Bob, who do you think is going to win?
Well, to me, Kansas City is right where they probably want to be because they have not won those one score games until last week. And now I think they're going to become dangerous. In a wide open AFC, I look for them to go down there and have their way with Dallas. I don't know what the line is, but whatever it is, I'll take Kansas City, give whatever points, and they're going to win outright. And I think it'll be impressive.
Nick?
Joe, do you agree, Joe?
Kansas City's going to win, yes.
All right, that sucks. I like the Chiefs also, and I don't like the Chiefs. I love the Chiefs.
I love Detroit.
The Chiefs to me.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I like Detroit too.
For God's sakes, we have no bets to make, Bob.
I'll bet Green Bay.
Yeah,
I'll take Green Bay. It's do or die for them. I think they have to really make a statement here.
All right, I got one for you, Nick. I got a good one for you. It's the one we'll be talking about in a moment. I'm taking the Steelers outright to beat the Bills.
Great, I'll take the Bills.
Bingo, we're on.
Yeah, me versus the entire city of Pittsburgh. And your entire list.
I don't know about that. I think a lot of people are going to pick against. I picked the Bears last week. It's just so up and down. I don't understand what team's going to show up here and what they do, but the Bills have colossal problems also. It's not just...
doesn't begin to describe
Brandon Bean,
their problems,
Bob. What has he done to help
that
roster?
They have a trash roster.
They don't have a roster right now.
Nick, I'm from Buffalo. I've watched every snap of the Bills this season. They've been blown out on the road by the Falcons and the Dolphins, for God's sakes.
And some backup quarterbacks in their losses, too.
The Steelers do just enough to tease us every year before they get blown out of a playoff game. They're going to win this game outright. Tell me why that's not the case.
Well, I think you know, Joe, and like Bob, if you've heard me talk about this, right? I agree 100% with what you guys are saying about the Bills and Brandon Bean. The fact that they had to sign Brandon Cooks yesterday because they don't have a fast receiver on the roster is really just like symptomatic of what's been a really poor team building job by Brandon Bean. And I think it's deeper than that. I've been saying for years, and by the way, I think the same thing about the Ravens with John Harbaugh. The Bills need to fire Sean McDermott. Like, this has been going on for too long with him and Josh Allen. They haven't even gotten to a Super Bowl. I think to get over the hump, and the Ravens need to do this with Harbaugh and Lamar, you would never fire the quarterback. I think they need to fire the coach. And you could certainly make a case, because everyone runs on the Bills, everybody, that Pittsburgh should have some success running the football in this game with Jalen Warren and Kenny Gainwell. Hell, maybe we get Caleb Johnson off the scrap heap into this game also for Pittsburgh.
Just don't let him return a kick.
But I guess where I come down on this, I have Caleb Johnson stashed in a couple fantasy leagues, and I'm like hoping at some point he gets into a game and looks like halfway decent. I don't didn't get an offensive snap last week. I don't know if it's going to happen. I guess my problem in this specific game with the Steelers, like Aaron Rodgers is going to start, right?
We don't know. Is that what they say?
I think he is, but you don't know for sure.
I think he'll probably go. It's Wednesday, obviously a lot of days to figure it out. I think it's trending towards him starting based on the comments from Mike Tomlin from yesterday. And if Aaron Rodgers does start, okay, they say he's healthy. He has a fracture I know it doesn't need surgery. He has a fracture in his non-throwing wrist. Like, that's not great. It feels like this is one hit the wrong way, and like Rodgers is out, and here comes Mason Rudolph. And I still kind of don't trust this Pittsburgh Steelers defense, where I think it's if they can get pressure on you, they can beat you, and if not, they're going to get 30 dropped on them. Now, last Thursday night, the last time we saw the Bills, Josh Allen got sacked 8 times by Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, and company with the Houston Texans. My guess is, because the Bills' offensive line is one of the best in the league, like regardless of what happened last Thursday night, I think you get a much better effort from the Bills' offensive line on Sunday. That doesn't mean I want to lay the Bills to cover. The point spread's 4, which means you need them to win by 6, 7, or 10. To win your bet. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I do think the Bills will win the game. So happy to have the money line bet, Joe, with you guys here on this one.
All right. What's at stake here? A lunch for City Limits and maybe Donnie Football from your end? And
yeah,
what do you want from me?
And you too.
Okay.
And I'll get lunch for Bob also. All 4 of you guys.
Bob's rich. He doesn't need lunch.
Not as rich as Nick Costos. He's got his own platform there. And look at that studio. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Where are you? In Jersey?
I live in Staten Island because my wife's from here. Mm. I always feel like I need to say that. I'm from Queens, but no. Yeah, this is I'm in like an office right now because of our living situation, and
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They actually made this looks like a real legit studio.
It is not.
It is not, but it looks great. If you could see this room I'm in, you would laugh. But it does look awesome on camera.
So my first roommate at Cortland State was from Staten Island. John Zarella was his name. Do you know him?
I would say that I don't know him, but I think the betting market on his name last name ending in a vowel was like minus 10,000. Yeah.
Do you remember Tony Zarella? He used to be a sportscaster here in Pittsburgh.
No. Nick, I don't know if you're aware, but Bob is a very big deal here in Pittsburgh.
No.
I'm just Sean, back
me
up.
People
I did know that.
Who yeah, do what
did?
I do.
I'm exactly. Not joking. I did know that.
I mean, honestly, he's very modest, but of media personalities, he's the biggest one. Bob,
not
show
true.
Him your show him your mannequin over there. He's got his own mannequin that when Bob's not here, which is often, Nick, because he makes his own hours, we just put that on the seat.
Oh, I got to tell, honestly, Bob, you're more handsome in person than you are on the mannequin.
More handsome in cardboard land, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't know if that's a flattering picture of you based on what I'm looking at right now, seeing you actually here in person. And I do like how I have wondered in the past where I come back from break and it's the Pomp and Joe show. And Joe's like, it's me and Donnie football every single Friday. But so
Fridays are too much
I do
for
like
Bob.
Donnie a lot.
Yeah, he's
great. I do
like
Donnie a lot, but it is great to be with you two today.
Bob, do you have anything for Nick before he goes?
I'm just curious about the rest of the season. I'm sure you look beyond all of this, Nick, too. For the Steelers, I'm talking about this point of view. I may tend to agree that the Steelers will win on Sunday. I'm still not ready to pick that. I agree with your assessment that their offensive line in Buffalo will be better, and Cook's been terrific. He's over 1,000 yards, and Josh Allen could hit you so many ways. But what about the rest of the season? When you see their schedule versus what Baltimore has, who's going to win? I mean, what is your prognostication about this whole AFC North?
I think it's, and I've been saying this for a while on the show, and Bob, just for some background on this, in case you didn't know, like I bet the Steelers before the year to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I bet them to go over the win total. Not that I thought they were going to go like 12-5, but I thought 9-8, certainly, like you could certainly do that with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. And as it's turned out, like this division is obviously not as good as basically anyone thought coming into the year, where maybe you could have made the case that the North sends two teams. I never liked Cincinnati, but maybe you could say maybe they send three teams to the playoffs if Cincinnati's really good. This is shaping up as it's probably going to be just the division champion. And it doesn't have to turn out that way. There's still a lot of football to be played. But it does feel like right now, right? This is going to be like one team gets sent from this division, and it's going to be the champion. And while it could be Pittsburgh, obviously, they're very close to Baltimore in the standings. I don't know how you can get there with an extreme amount of confidence. And that means I'm going to lose a bet that I made. So I would like for Pittsburgh to win the division. I don't think it's going to happen. Like, they're likely to lose this weekend. They're at Baltimore next week, right? And they could win that game, but they will be a pretty decent underdog. You think they'd probably lose that. Okay, let's say they come home and beat the Miami Dolphins. All right, now you're on the road at Detroit. Like, probably a loss. You probably win at Cleveland, especially if Shadur's the quarterback. And then you host Baltimore in week 18. They're going to be more than a field goal dog in that game, probably 3.5 or 4. So I think if we're going by the betting market, and the betting market does not have to be right, the betting market tells you that Baltimore is a good amount more likely to win the division than the Steelers. So I'll side with the Ravens here. It doesn't give me a lot of pleasure to say that, but I have to call a spade a spade. I think the Ravens will win the AFC.
Well, they were always the favorite, even at 1-5. We talked about this almost every week.
Nick said that. Nick and Donnie Football were both all over it when the Ravens were 1-5, I mean, that they'd be back.
Who and what an opening for the Steelers. 1-5, no Joe Burrow. They're struggling. Everybody stinks in the division. Yeah. And now it's come right back to where
they're
you don't want
it to be. They're in second place today, Bob. Nick?
And the one that's going to cost them, and I said it, and I remember
Cincinnati,
the date because
right?
They played the Bengals. Exactly. They played the Bengals on November 16th the last time. And October 16th was when they played on Thursday night. So on my show, on You Better You Bet, that Friday after that game, Friday, October 17th, I came on. I think the Steelers blew the division. Like, that was that's an unforgivable loss for
Unforgivable.
Pittsburgh. And you can look at other games this season. That's the one that I think you can really point to and say, hey, we decided not to cover the best receiver in football the entire game. Lost to Cincinnati, and that's going to be the one that keeps them out, I think, when it's all said and done.
Agreed. And I'll leave you with a off-the-radar question here because I'm fascinated with this. I'm also a Giant. The three teams that I really follow in sports and get passionate about are the Golden State Warriors, the Indiana Fever, and the Bills, since I'm from Buffalo, but I usually save that for the playoffs.
You're very strange.
I know. The Oklahoma City.
This is like Mad Libs. Like, you just picked three teams out of
Well, one's the hometown, the other's Steph Curry, the other's Caitlin Clark. So when you boil it down to that, I think two of the maybe three or four, well, who cares? Most exciting basketball players ever.
I don't know. Austin Reeves is now that guy. Come on, man.
Austin Reeves?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He is pretty
Austin
good.
Austin Reeves is going to get a max contract this offseason.
Who would have thought
when
that?
LeBron's gone, that's going to be him and Lucas team.
That's the dynamic duo right there, yeah.
Well, here's my question. Oklahoma City is 17-1, the 10th team in NBA history to have that good of a start. They're going to be 18-1 after they beat Minnesota tonight. They've got players that nobody knew they had who are good. They've got guys, their backups would absolutely be a playoff team. I not only think they're going to break the Warriors' record of 73 wins, Nick, I think they might smash it with like 75 or 76. Am I crazy? And what does the betting market say?
Oh, well, I'm very happy that you asked this question because I love the NBA. I think
too.
I can, like... Yeah, I think I could talk pretty in-depth about all the sports, but we always talk football here on this segment. But
yeah.
I pretty much know everything that's going on with every single team in the NBA on a daily basis. And I've been saying since before the season started, Oklahoma City is going to win 70 games. And I actually way agree with you here, Joe, on OKC winning 74 this year. And obviously the Warriors team that lost to the Cavs in 2016 in the finals went 73-9. The Jordan Bulls in 95-96 went 72-10. They won the championship. I think the Thunder are going to win 74 games here, and they're going to go back-to-back and win another championship. And just one thing, Joe, to consider about this electric start for the Thunder. Remember in the NBA Finals when Jalen Williams, J-Dub, had that 40-point game, and yeah. I came on my show the next day and said, like, there is a legitimate, like, Robin here to SGA's Batman. They are terrifying. This is kind of like the modern-day Jordan and Pippen.
Yeah.
Do you know how many games J-Dub's played this season?
Not
for
many.
OKC? They're about to be 18-1. Zero.
Zero.
He hasn't played in one game.
It's unbelievable, Bob.
I'll tell you what.
They're 18-1 without their second-best player.
Yeah, and I didn't think Holmgren was going to be what he is. He's turned out to be dynamic himself, but I give a lot of credit to that organization, Nick, because Sam Presti's been there forever. He's had to engineer this whole...
It's unbelievable what he's done.
There?
Have you seen mock drafts for next year?
I think they have two
first-round picks next year.
So, because of the SGA trade with the Clippers... The Clippers got railroaded last night by the Lakers. They're terrible. And they have no vested in. They're going to try and win because the Thunder have their pick. The Thunder might get like the number one pick in the draft this year.
Yeah.
And get like Darren Peterson from Kansas or AJ DeBonta from BYU. Like it's ridiculous. And last year in the second round, where like most teams swing and miss on these picks, they draft AJ Mitchell, and he might win sixth man. He might be an all-star this year. He's averaging like 20 points per game. Second round pick no one had ever heard of. They're an absolute basketball fan.
I haven't seen anything like this.
The
like the 70s Steelers or something with this ridiculous amount of talent. And it's not, Bob, they have two picks in the first round.
But think of where they've been. They had at one point, and they didn't win with this, but they had that threesome of Westbrook, of Kevin Durant, and James Harden.
Harden.
And they had that. And then they flip
lost
off
to
those
Heat
guys.
In the finals.
Right. But they went and they made a run with those guys. And then all of a sudden that all changed. They made trades. I don't know how many number one picks they've gotten over the years out of these trades, but SGA was the whole key to it. And they did it. They looked at him as a guy who's going to be dynamic. He's been. And now they have all these other players and more draft picks coming. Just unbelievable, Sam Presti. That's all I can say. 18 years on the job. Wow. He'll be there for another 18.
Incredible.
I'm looking forward to the eventual Western Conference final of either OKC against either Houston or Denver. I think those are the three best teams in the league.
They're not the Lakers.
I'm a Knicks fan.
Not the Lakers.
I think when the Lakers get in the playoffs and they have to face Houston with a bunch of bigs, OKC's got the bigs, Denver's got Jokic, here's DeAndre Ayton. Like, I don't think they have any chance against those three teams in a seven-game series, but I think very clearly they're a good team. I think the Lakers probably fall short of the elite standing this year in the NBA. You put the Lakers in the West, in the East, excuse me, they could win the East. I don't think they can win the West.
Thank you, Nick.
Tremendous stuff.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Tremendous stuff.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the invitation.
Alperen Şengün. That's who I like. That dude is really unbelievable. Happy Thanksgiving,
really
Nick. It was nice to see you in person.
Happy Thanksgiving. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
See you, buddy. He's incredible, Bob, is he not?
He does.
How about we veered off into the NBA?
And I love it. We should do that once in a while.
I think we should. I mean, the story there is a team could win 70. Can you imagine a hockey team going 74-8?
And they do it without some of their key players. They do.
Wait a second. Did we forget about Cabali? When's he coming on?
No, 12:30, right?
Oh.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he should be coming in here. He's probably barging at the door as we speak.
He's coming in? Lock the doors, Bob. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The big boy coming up next. Is he over at the locker room today? How is he coming in here? I thought he covered the team. Aaron Rodgers is going to talk any minute, right?
He seems like a guy who does what he wants, though.
I noticed Cabali didn't answer any ask any questions at the news conference, Bob. What do you think's happening there?
You know, I can't remember who asked what. He normally does, and here he is right now. He can answer that question as he walks in the door almost.
We have to go, Bob, and you're wasting our time.
Sorry.
That's okay. Hold on. Actually, buy some time while I look up my read. Say something about Cabali, your favorite thing about him.
He's got a good sense of humor, and he takes a lot of darts. He's willing
takes
to take
a lot of darts.
Yeah,
that guy's hit me with more darts.
He can give it. He can take it away.
He giveth and he taketh away. Bob, my feet hurt. Or at least they used to. I know Cabali's do too. He's had two torn Achilles,
for God's
sakes. I
mean, he's a perfect person for this kind of listen right here.
Exactly.
The Good Feet store.
My problem was, yes, the joints of my big toes. Yours out there might be plantar fasciitis. It might be pain and burning in the balls of your feet, whatever. This worked for me, the Good Feet Foot Arch Support System. And it could work for you. It's so easy. You don't have to go out and get new shoes, anything like that. It all fits into your shoes, dance shoes, golf shoes, basketball shoes, work shoes, leisure, whatever. It's so simple, so comfortable, so easy. And as I said, whatever your problem is, there's nothing like foot pain to keep you from even starting a small exercise regimen. This could work for you. Check it out at goodfeet.com or visit one of the stores. I went to the one at Robinson Town Center across from IKEA. There's one on Route 19 North next to Walgreens, and there's one down in Crowley Town, otherwise known as Morgantown, at the Suncrest Town Center. Come on in. Try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet store.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mark Cabali Report, brought to you by IC Light. Dr. Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show has been kind enough to join us in studio, Bob. What a man
he is. It's always a pleasure to have the kaboom in the room.
Hey, did I...
Kaboom in the room. That's a good one. We should do that.
I like...
Hey, that kaboom is in the room.
Speaking of, you know, I got one bone to pick with you. Yeah. You're calling Batco the Batcovian mongoose.
Batconian.
But whatever.
Who's counting?
You know what? That was something like... Ken Laird called me like 20 years ago.
Because I called you that, the Cabalian mongoose.
Yeah, so yeah. So you're like just repurposing it?
I mean, mongoose.
Without credit?
Mongoose advance over time. Right, Bob?
I like mine better than
mongoose.
Yeah, do you like the Batconian mongoose or the Cabalian mongoose better?
I like the Batconian. Batconian, yes.
Batconian, right. Get that right.
So, you know, Kenny Laird still does call me from time to time just Goose.
Does he? You still talk to Bruce?
He's big timer in Boston.
I know he is.
He runs like the entire radio empire up there.
Bruce, Ken Laird. I call him Bruce for the old
smart
Colts
man, too.
Safety.
I'm glad for all his success. Yeah.
He went there and took over Boston radio, Bob.
Yeah, I know.
He'll text me, then I'll text him back, and I'll hear back like 7 weeks later.
Where's Joe Bendel? I haven't seen him in a while. I always wondered.
I haven't seen Joe.
If they had made the call here a while ago, Ken and I were auditioning to do a show together, basically, because we were in between hosts here after Seibel left. If I forget who I don't know if it was Terry Fox or Ryan McGuire. If he had given the okay for me and Ken Laird, you and I might never have happened, Bob.
I'm sure your preference would have been Ken. And that's
no
okay.
Way. No,
it's
way.
Fine. I thought you and Ron had
well, now you're putting me in a position where I insult you or Ken. Maybe the show would have been you and Ken.
No. It would have been you. You're the one who drives this whole show here.
I suck.
Make no mistake about it. This is the Joe Show. I'm just here as sort of a caddy.
Now you're putting me in a shame spiral, Bob.
No, I'm just telling that's the truth.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 13 matchup between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Boy, that's a classic matchup, isn't it? Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Everybody say a game you remember in Steelers-Bills history. You don't have to get into particulars. I'll start. Playoff game 1974, O.J. Simpson comes to Pittsburgh.
You took my one.
He had already run 94 yards against the Steelers at Three River Stadium. Chuck Knoll said that was the only time Jack Ham ever missed a tackle, but in the rematch, the Steelers completely bottled him up, holding him to 32 yards on 14 carries on their way to their first Super Bowl. Bob?
That's the one I was going to say because that's the.
There's been a million.
All right, just calm down. I got to think about it.
Was there one in '90s, early '90s when they came in
here and Pittsburgh beat them
on a Sunday night or Monday night?
It was a very big game. I can't even remember who was.
Rod Woodson had a pick six, and they broke Jim Kelly in half in that game.
That's the one I'm thinking about. Jim Kelly, right?
Yours, Cabali.
Yeah, I like that one. You're talking about in Pittsburgh?
No, just a memory, a Bill Steelers memory.
I mean, how can you forget a couple years ago with the 34 inches of snow or 34 feet of snow up there?
And they changed the game from Sunday to Monday?
Seven times, and I changed my hotel like eight times, and I go up there, and I think Buffalo people know how to remove snow because it looked like it was the middle of summer up there. I didn't see a speck of snow, even though there was 17 feet around it.
Let's keep going around, shall we? There was a game in Buffalo many years ago when, let me get this right, Terry Bradshaw, I think, threw for 2 yards, had 2 yards passing. And it was snowy and it was windy and it was truly incredible. And it was the game that got him benched for Cliff Stout. Did you know that?
No, I forget that if I did know that.
What about the one here where the duck turned back into the duck?
The duck turned back into the duck back when Tre'Davious White could still play for the Bills. Terry Bradshaw in a game in 82. Listen to this, Bob. He completed 2 of 13 passes for 3 yards. He was intercepted twice and sacked 4 times, and he fumbled deep in the Steelers' end. The Bills scored. How about that for a game?
That is stunning because I don't remember. I remember it being bad, not that bad. That's as bad as you can remember Terry Bradshaw.
Jim Kelly had 6 or 5 touchdowns against the Steelers in Buffalo one day. Don Beebe, I think, had 3 of them. Le'Veon Bell had a franchise record 236 yards rushing. Kabali, or 34? In Buffalo 35. In the snow, right?
Yeah, Le'Veon, 220, 230?
Something like that, yeah. That
I just remember the snow afterwards was even worse. I don't think tires ever touched pavement until I got to Cranberry. But, yes, that was an impressive performance by Le'Veon.
Bob, you're checking texts and not putting enough effort into this segment.
Have no idea you're going to go into these ancient matchups.
I mean, there's been other ones. Think about this one. Here's maybe one of the greatest ones of all. And other than the Super Bowl, I don't know if Bill Cowher ever got more joy out of a win than the year Pitt went to the Fiesta Bowl. It was the Tom Donahoe Bowl. The Bills needed to win to get to the playoffs. Right. The Steelers used their JV team because they were already in the playoffs. And a couple of guys that nobody knew then named Willie Parker and James Harrison helped Cowher beat the Bills in Buffalo, Donahoe's Bills, to eliminate them from the playoffs. Remember that one, Kabali?
Absolutely. What about the Stevie Johnson drop in the end zone?
He blamed the...
Now you're coming on board, Bob. Were you there for that one?
Who did he blame, God or Jesus?
He blamed God, yeah.
Got it.
I was standing right in the end zone
God
when that
had a different plan.
I was standing right in the end zone when that happened.
Really?
Yes.
Guess who threw that ball? Wrong.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Ooh, look at that.
It was Ryan Fitzpatrick. And Troy Polamalu made one of the great plays of his career in that game. Do you remember that, Bob?
Yeah, I remember a game that was a Willie Parker standout game. I remember these because I do these preseason games. But it's how Willie Parker made a roster because of what he did in that game.
Yes, it was. That was his coming out party. Right. And Harrison had a great game, too. Stevie Johnson drops overtime pass right in the breadbasket from Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then in the early days of Twitter, tweets after the game in all caps with exclamation points. He intimated that it was God's fault, Bob. You ready?
I remember what he said, yeah.
I praise you 24/7, and this how you do me? You expect me to learn from this? How? I'll never forget this, ever. Thanks, though. He finished with thanks, though.
You know, a low key one was that snow game of what I previously mentioned. You know why? Because that was Ron Cook's last game.
I thought Ron didn't even go to that game because
he halfway did. And he turned around.
There was a Mackey controversy.
Yes,
I think he found out Mackey was going, and Ron said, "Then I ain't."
Yes,
he was Gary.
That pushed him out the door.
He was Gary Templeton, Bob. If I ain't starting, I ain't departing. Remember
that?
He did
depart and he turned around.
You're right about that, yes. Kabali.
What history.
What history we have here, Bob, huh? So what was Ron's last game then, huh?
Oh, it had to have been the week before that. I don't know who they played.
I think that everything, did they have everything Buffalo, sewn up Buffalo, or no? Cleveland? Might have been Cleveland, in Baltimore. Was it?
Oh, it might have been that.
It was in Baltimore.
Was that the rain game where he laughed at me because I was soaking wet showing up to the press box?
It was the game where Mason threw the touchdown to Deontay to get the Steelers to the playoffs, right?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, so I showed up and it was pouring rain and I didn't have an umbrella.
And to get to the press box, you have to walk a long way outside.
And the first person I run into was Ron Cook and he's like, I'm like, thanks, Ron.
I praise you 24/7, and this is how you do me. Fitzpatrick was great in that game, Bob. Anything else? Any other Buffalo,
Stevie
Pittsburgh
Johnson
memories?
Had a brief. He was like a brief career of greatness.
Yeah.
He was good for about, what, four maybe? Three? Four?
Oh, my God. There's a problem.
Uh-oh.
I asked Sean Gentile to come on at one, and now Cabali is in here past
oh,
one.
Man, I'm going to have to
How
wait.
Do we solve this one, Bob? Do we have them both on? Yeah, is there room enough for four?
Yeah, we could do that if you want.
Hey, just have a table for four. There's
we
four
make the rules.
Is he coming here, too? There's
I don't know. I don't
here.
Know. I think he's on the phone.
Well, then,
do you mind if we have another guest?
What do I care?
Okay.
It's the Bob show. Ask him.
I always have room on a table for anyone who wants to come in and join.
Boy, was that a Tomlin loss, that Stevie Johnson game. I'm just reading at the end of the story. The results snap Buffalo's one-game winning streak after a miserable 0-8 start to the season. What a horrific loss that was, Bob, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've had a few of those. They've beaten the Bills in the playoffs. They've also lost them in a big score in the one. I don't even remember what it was. It was like 40-plus points they gave up.
When?
I don't remember. Again, we're going back in time here.
I don't think. Oh, there's one more to mention. The Bubby Brister, Neil O'Donnell game when Cowher's first team went 12-4 and the Bills came here. After the miracle comeback from 35-3 against Houston, they had no Jim Kelly in that game and no Thurman Thomas. So it was Frank Reich and Kenneth Davis, and they beat Cowher's team in Pittsburgh, a 12-4 division champion.
That was after the 35-3 comeback game against the Oilers?
Yes.
Wow.
They came here. Do you remember that game, Cabali?
I do not, but I could tell you something.
And the controversy was that Bubby Brister had gotten hot late in the season, but Cowher went with O'Donnell. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Why doesn't Cabali remember?
He does not mop up for nobody, right?
That's what he said, exactly.
Yeah, I remember that whole quote, and that was funny. But, yeah, they lost that game.
That was incredible.
Even without Jim Kelly.
I think Bruce Smith didn't play that day either. I think he was sick with the flu. And then here's what the story was. And then I was paranoid that I got Bills players sick.
You're paranoid.
I went to Buffalo that week to cover the Bills because they were playing the Steelers in a playoff game. And then that morning it comes out that Bruce Smith is going to miss the game because he's sick.
And you had the sickness that brought him down?
I thought I was the one who got him sick.
Wow.
Do you remember that, Cabali?
I remember when you got off the plane in Chicago because you didn't want, then drove to Kansas City because you thought the plane was going to crash. Was that it?
No, it was a plane I got on in Kansas City that was the size of a pencil in a windstorm, and then all the electricity went out. We were just about on the runway.
You ran
And
out.
Then they're like, okay, you all have the choice to either leave the plane right now or stay on, and everybody stayed on. So
Except
I'm the guy
you.
In the back who gets off the plane. I'm like, I'm not flying a pencil plane with no electricity in a windstorm.
Why would they make that announcement, though?
Well, no, normally, I mean, they didn't say the announcement was
that they think this thing's going down. And
no, they said if you want to make other travel plans, you have to leave now or you have to stay on the
plane.
But
again, that sounds like
it didn't sound good.
The pilot has issues, and are you willing to take the chance?
I can't believe no one else went off. No one else went off.
See, I would have had a lot of second thought. I don't need to hear that.
I like those pencil planes.
It was a windstorm, and we were about to fly through the Midwest, and I left in a huff, I might add.
Yeah.
But I still, I got on a big plane later and was still at dinner for Kansas City barbecue with you, Joe Rutter,
and Dan
Jeremy Fowler.
I got a picture of that.
You
eating at the Jack Stacks, right?
Yeah. Well, I still made it there.
Yes.
I remember that. My only dinner with Jeremy Fowler. You still talk to him?
Occasionally. He's too big for me, too. I text him, and he'll get back to me a week later. A lot of that going on. Sort of like how you text me at 7 a.m. this morning.
Well, that's not big time.
I big timed you. I never got back to you because
I
forgot.
Exactly. Bob, I don't feel well, and I don't know why.
And your feet hurt.
Maybe it was all that champagne you drank.
What was that?
There's champagne in that room.
Is there?
Yeah. To make a mimoso, if you want one.
Are you going
to
drink some?
I got work to do. I got to go down to the
Aaron Rodgers is talking later today, as Mark told me.
Yeah, why? Does he always talk at 3?
After practice. Practice is till 12:30 to 2:30 maybe. And he'll talk right after that.
I have a bunch of rapid-fire questions to ask you in the final minute here.
All right.
Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions, warm but rainy, high of 56, Lamar Woodley. Answer these questions in four words or less. Should Tomlin have gone for it on 4th and 9?
That was right before 2 minutes, right?
No. Okay. Did Mason Rudolph play a good game?
You set me up on this one. I thought he played an above-the-line winnable game, but not great.
Give him a grade.
Probably a good B-.
All right. What else happened in that game, Bob? Bring up some issues.
How about the tush-push? Should he have thrown a challenge flag on the tush-push that failed?
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that they – it's not going to be quick, but you would think that it goes to the instant replay.
Yeah,
in New York.
Replay assist should do that.
Yeah, replay assist should have
replay
done something
assist
like that.
On the previous play. Yes. Gainwell was ruled first down. They said, oh, no, he missed it by an inch.
Yeah.
And then they don't jump in on the next play?
The Gainwell touchdown was kind of interesting, too. Did you see his wrist hit the ground?
You mean
I
the one that
tell.
They stopped him at the 1 yard line?
Push.
Yeah.
And that could have been, that could have decided the game, because if the Steelers then get stopped on first down, they're causing the Bears to use timeouts, and Chicago wound up getting a field goal. That was the difference in the game.
Yeah, even the Gainwell hold. I mean, to your point, they had it, first and goal at the 1, Gainwell scored a touchdown, Metcalf got called holding. Anything can happen. All of a sudden you're pushed back to the 12. So anything can happen when you're
How about at the end of the game? Should he have kicked a 64-yard field goal?
I was trying to ask him afterwards if he had that timeout. I don't know if he was.
He didn't need a timeout.
I know. I just don't know if he would like to have a kicker do the fire drill.
The kicker was
65 yards.
I don't think it would have been a fire drill.
It would still been a little bit.
It was 29 seconds when Metcalf got tackled.
Yeah, but
if you can't run that fire drill.
Maybe I have an issue with the play that was called, because even if it got knocked down by Brisker, there was no way. It might have been pick six the other way.
I think it was a pick six.
Yeah, it was just not a good.
Well, wait, the play that was called, or the choice by Rudolph to throw it there?
I'm guessing that was the play that was called.
Metcalf had to be his first option, right? Yeah.
That was the play that was called, but he has multiple receivers, two of which were open on the play, and he made the wrong read.
Well, he did. I think he just did. I don't think he read. I think he just was so quick, boom, throw it to that spot, because that spot should have been open in their minds. I don't think he was reading anything at that point.
What?
It wasn't open. He was in.
Yeah. So you're telling me there's pass plays where have one option and you have to throw it there?
Sure, there's multiple options, but I'm thinking that Mason in his head said this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.